grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is the reading from John's Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, really? Did the preacher named Jesus really go there? He did. It's incredible, and maybe for some of you it's disgusting, outrageous, and scandalous. I mean, who does this Jesus think he is? How dare he? Won't he ever learn? We've warned this Jesus not to preach that way. You can't talk like that in church these days. Someone please call the district president. Please, someone call the authorities. Call the state attorney general's office. Preachers can't get away with this anymore. And yet Jesus did. Jesus got up in the pulpit and insulted you to your face today from John chapter 8. In fact, he rudely ratcheted up his preaching today. I know, you came to church to get something out of church today, but Jesus, the preacher in John 8, he slipped in some of the most vulgar, nastiest language you've ever heard, right? I can see it, your ears are bleeding. Oh, I can see it, your teeth, they're grinding. Your hands, oh, they're clenched. And your feet, oh, I can hear it, they're beginning to stomp. Why? Because preacher Jesus is the master of what people today call disinformation. He has slanderously spewed the most wicked words that begin with the letter S. S words that make you want to retch. S words that just hack you off and make you want to run out of here screaming at the top of your lungs. Preacher Jesus had the nerve from John 8 today to call you what? Slaves. Oh my word. And not just any kind of slaves, but slaves to sin. As if you live on a plantation and are enslaved to a master called sin. Are you ready to revoke Preacher Jesus' call to serve you as your pastor? Well, of course you are. You don't want to hear that you're a slave, let alone a slave to sin. Slaves! We're Americans. We're slaves to no one. We are enslaved to nothing. So let's take a vote right now, shall we? Let's put this preacher named Jesus from John 8 in his place. Is there a motion on the floor to forbid preacher Jesus from ever using those naughty S words in our midst again? So moved. Is there a second? Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded that we no longer allow preacher Jesus to use sin and slaves to sin in his preaching because that's just too toxic. That we refuse to abide or remain in such words. We will not let such words remain in our midst. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by raising your right hand and saying yes. All those opposed? The ayes have it, unanimously. Well, what's that? You want to make another motion? All right, what is it? Very well. It's been moved to strike the previously adopted motion and replace it with another one. What was that new motion again? Oh, yes, that's right. Thank you. The motion is to get rid of this preacher who thinks he's better than all of us. Not just to revoke his divine call, but hand him over to the authorities as a criminal, a federal and state hate crimes kind of criminal who deserves capital punishment for using the disinformation and the banned S words from the pulpit. Is there a second? Thank you. Any discussion? Oh, yes, sir. Please come to the microphone and speak up so everyone can hear you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I speak in favor of this motion. I was so offended by what Preacher Jesus in John 8 said today. I'm a lifelong member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. I'm not a sinner, and I'm certainly not a slave to sin. That's just outrageous, Mr. Chairman. It's irresponsible for any preacher to say this. I came to church to be uplifted and to be affirmed. After all, I, like all of us here today, are good, respectable, and religious people. Now, Mr. Chairman, if I had my way today,
I wouldn't give the preacher the electric chair or a lethal injection. He deserves something worse, Mr. Chairman, something more cruel, something more unusual. I move that we incessantly beat the living tar out of him and then hammer him to a pole, hang him there, and leave him to die. That will teach him, Mr. Chairman, and it will serve as a clear warning to any other preachers who entertain any such thoughts about calling us. And Mr. Chairman, I can hardly bring myself to vocalize the malicious words, sinners and slaves to sin. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Any more discussion? Oh, hearing none. Are you all in favor of this new motion? Oh, it's unanimous. Yes, the ayes have it. Wonderful. I thought for a brief moment you'd let the scandalous S-word preacher skate. Mr. Secretary, please call the religious and secular authorities. Oh, you already have. Wonderful. Now make sure that the warrant is put out for the preacher's arrest. Set up the trial. Let's get the judicial wheels moving as quickly as possible. We can't be having any more preachers like that, ever. May I have a motion to adjourn? So moved. We stand. Adjourned. Well, you've had your way. And guess what? Jesus was given over to the authorities. He was sent to the gallows. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, the governor, and the bloody and brutal crucifixion was carried out. But right before he died, it was reported that this preacher named Jesus preached another sermon. He just couldn't help himself. If you thought his preaching was scandalous before, from John 8, your ears won't believe what he preached from the cross. It's been fact-checked. It's not disinformation. It's true. Here's what this preacher proclaimed from his parched, swollen, blood-spattered lips. An F-bomb, of all things. The most powerful F-word the world has ever heard. Listen, this was his sermon. Father, forgive them. Forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Jesus has absolved you all. He forgave you, and his forgiveness is God's forgiveness. Lo and behold, the absolution that he speaks then exposes you for who you really are. When Jesus says or prays, Father, forgive them, it means that you are exactly what he said you are in John 8. Slaves. Slaves to sin. You are living in a penitentiary, a prison house of death. Do you get it? He wouldn't forgive you unless you are, yes, that's right, a sinner. A sinner enslaved to master sin, living on the plantation called the kingdom of darkness. You were so sure that Jesus, that preacher in John 8, didn't have a clue. That he was the heretic. That Jesus was the troublemaker. But the fact of the matter is this. You and I are the ones who didn't have a clue about ourselves or about our sinful condition. And that's precisely why Jesus has come. To forgive who? Sinners. Of whom you and I qualify and who are the worst. Jesus came to free us, sinners, to emancipate us and set us free. Here's the good news, brothers and sisters. Jesus doesn't hold any of your sin against you. He simply refuses to. Why? Because he carried it all in his body on the cross, and there he answered for it. He answered for all of its punishment, all of its damnation. Jesus, as he bore all sin in his body, became maximum sinner. What's your sin? Name it. Is it big? Is it little? Is it chronic? Is it just once in a while? What sin do you love to do? What sin do you hate the most? Oh, there's the sin that you know very well in your life, and then there's the sin that you realize you don't even do. There's the sin that won't let you sleep at night, and there's the sin that's ruined your life and that has hurt so many in your life, including the capital P preacher that you self-righteously sent to the gallows. And yet Jesus dares to pray, Father, forgive them. And after his resurrection, he mandates that pastors in the church forgive sinners. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, Matthew 16, Matthew 18. And as the Father has sent me, so I send you. If you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven, John 20. And you are. You are forgiven because Jesus is the blood-stained mercy seat where God himself meets with sinners in order to proclaim, I absolve you, I forgive you, I don't count any of your sin against you. Brothers and sisters, here's the truth. All your sin belongs to who? To Jesus. Your sin doesn't belong to you anymore. Seriously. Jesus doesn't joke. It's not a farce. He has answered for all of your sin. Every bit of it. Every last bit of it. He's left no sin or any sinner out of his Good Friday dying. He gave his life into death for you. How does faith talk then? Faith gives its hearty amen to what Jesus says, namely, his outrageous, extravagant, and reckless word of forgiveness. You are forgiven, is what Jesus gives to you who believe. You are given to abide in that and to remain in that word and to rest in it. Jesus said in the text, if you abide in my, or if you remain in my word, that would be his word that says you're a what? A sinner. But also another word, what would that be? His word of forgiveness. If you remain or abide in my word, Jesus says, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and that truth, namely that you're a sinner who's been forgiven for my sake, you are truly free. Now, brothers and sisters, Jesus is going to dare to preach to you again in just a few minutes, and he will flood you and he will free you with even more forgiveness. It just overflows. That's how he works. He has more forgiveness than you've got sin. And with his words, he gives you what he promises, his Good Friday body, his Good Friday blood to eat and drink with the promise your sins are forgiven. There's that S word again, sins. And where there's an S word, there's an F word. Where there's a sinner, a slave to sin, there's the F word, forgiveness. And with the forgiveness word, there's another S word going on, the capital S word, Son or Savior Jesus. Savior Jesus who reigns among his sinners with his divine word and setting you free from the prison house of sin and death, putting you into the family or kingdom of his forgiveness, life, and salvation. And what was that? Do I hear emotion? I do. I hear a motion that we celebrate this Reformation Sunday and every day of our life by abiding, remaining, resting, and living in Christ's word. His word of forgiveness for us, of whom you and I qualify. All those in favor, please give your amen. It's unanimous then. Capital S Savior Jesus has had his say over the other S words. Good thing. For when the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. Or when the Son forgives you, you're forgiven indeed. In the name of Jesus, amen.